party newspaper. So is its basic purpose to propagate and support party policy, or to inform people about what's happening in the world in an objective way?
If you wish to propagate a policy, you must first of all gain the interest of the readers. And readers are not interested first to be the subject of propaganda, but to get information. I think this is a simple thing, and we try to make our newspaper in this sense.
But you are a party newspaper, so in what sense are you a party newspaper? I mean, there must be some sense in which you are linked to the party in a special way.
Yes. When this newspaper was founded after 56, or in 56, we had a slogan. We said, this must be a newspaper of the people and a newspaper of the party. We must link these two functions. And the party has, you know, the leading role in Hungary, and the party is dealing with all the questions of policy and economy and culture and so on. But don't think that you can read in every line and in every article sentences of party resolutions. This is not, this newspaper is not very different from your newspapers.
But then what I'm getting back is, in what way then is it a party newspaper? You must give the party's viewpoint a privileged position.
The party opinion is defined in resolutions in very general terms. What is interesting for the readers and too for the party members are the details, and they are not, there is no party opinion. And you have a lot of things which is subject of discussions and different opinions. And we don't ask in every moment the party, what do you say to this or that? We have the members of our newspapers, they have their opinion. They have too their personal opinion and their personal approach.
But what are the formal links, the organizational links, between the editorial board here and
yes.
the party center itself?
One of the personal link is that the editor-in-chief and myself, we are members of the Central Committee. But we have, in every 2 weeks, we used to have a little conference about the actual themes with the other newspapers together in the party. And there we are speaking about how dealing about this or that. But we have, I think, you have the illusion or the picture that there is a very hard discipline in this party, and from one center is decided what we can read, what we can write about this or that.
I asked the question is when we were here last.
Yes.
We were told that we were going to film here, but in fact we couldn't film here because a senior party figure was coming here to look at your front page for that day, which was announced these major government personnel changes. Now that seemed to me to imply, to a Westerner, would imply a very close control from the party center over the newspaper's actual front page.
Now, I don't have a statistic of this events, but I think that leaders of the party are coming here. This takes place in a year two times or three times, but first of all, at the end of the year, because they used to greet us for the new year, Happy New Year. This is not what, I don't know what happened then. Who was here?
But you wouldn't think that was, you don't think that's normal, that a party leader would come here and say, this is what I think, you know, the front page should be today.
No, this is impossible.
But he might come here and say, I'd like to look at what you're saying, because you're the party newspaper. Before you print.
Yes, he can come here, but he doesn't use to come here.
What are there any taboos?
He has a lot of things to do, not for looking about our new about our front page. I am convinced that I know better what must come on the front page as he knew it.
I'm only asking you because one of your journalists was telling us that he was coming here to see how you were doing your front page that day because it was important government and party changes.
Yes, no, I the news about this change, this is in our newspaper not a problem of policy, but a problem of typography, how to arrange the pictures and. Nothing else is interesting in this moment, because the fact that this man was elected as the new prime minister or the new
but who gets the biggest photograph is important.
Oh yes, these are traditions. I think it's not very different from US traditions, that the leaders, the most important people of the greatest prestige have the greater photographs.
What are the taboo subjects for your newspaper, that is, things that you actually couldn't write about?
What are?
The forbidden subjects.
Forbidden subjects. Thank you.